Thank you very much for coming, and may our learning be a merit. All the cholim have a refuah shleima. And the manset, Yitzchak ben Esther, Rori, to Yosef and Al Tzimishket, and all those who need a Yeshua should have a Yeshua bekarov. Right, we are in the sugya of Rabbi Chanina's Gan HaKohanim. We were on Tesvav Amud Beis. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir introduces an amazing idea. Rabbi Meir said, Midivreim Lamadnu. We learned from their words, from the words of the earlier Tanaim, that you are allowed on Erev Pesach to make one pile. In that pile, you can have chametz of teruma, which is tahor, and chametz of teruma, which is tamei, and you can burn that whole pile. That's an amazing idea. Normally we would say there's a special mitzvah of mishmeres truma si. There's a mitzvah to guard the truma. There's a mitzvah to make sure that the truma doesn't get ruined. The truma which is tahor not become tamei. Rabbi Meir seems to say, since it's Erev Pesach, and it's chametz, it's got to be burned. So since it has to be burned, it already doesn't have any laws to preserve it, keep it pure, etc. So, again, Rabbi Meir's chiddush is, you don't need to make two piles. You can make one pile. In that pile have chametz, which is tamei, truma, and chametz, which is tahor, truma. Burn it all together. Even though the Torah Truma is now being made Tameh, normally we have a law of Mishmeres Truma Si, preserve the Truma. Here not. So we saw in the Gemara yesterday that there are two possible sources for Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir says, Midivreim Lamadnu, from their words we learned, there are two ways to understand that. It could be that Rabbi Meir was referring to the argument between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. We saw that Rabbi Yoshua said, if you had a wine press, and so there is a top part and a lower part, and in the top part there is a cask of truma wine, and that cask breaks, and now it's spilling out into the lower part, and the lower part you have wine which is tamei. So now this truma wine is going to waste. Either it's going to become tamei in the lower part, or you're going to try to save it. You only have tamei utensils to save it. You're going to make it tamei with the tamei utensil. So if Yeshua says, since it's going to go to waste anyway, it's okay to make it tamei. You can come with your tamei utensil, catch this wine to prevent it from spilling into the lower part, to save the lower part from damage. So what do you see there if Yeshua says? If Yeshua says that when things are going to waste, you can make them tamei. So that could have been Rabbi Meir's source. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that Rabbi Meir's source is Rabbi Chanina's Gan HaKohanim. Rabbi Chanina's Gan HaKohanim said, if you have meat, which is you have karban meat, which is a shlishi l'tumah, in the past, the Kohanim used to burn the shlishi l'tumah together with rishon l'tumah. So you see, once it's shlishi l'tumah, we discount it anymore. Okay, now we can make it even more tamei. You can burn it with rishon l'tuma. So, if you're going to say, Chanina's Gan HaKohanim was referring to a shlishi, which was only tamei midrabanan, whereas the rishon was tamei midoraisa. So you see that what's Chanina's Gan HaKohanim saying? Once you have a rabbinic law saying that it's already tamei, now you don't have to care for it anymore. If so, that would be a source for Rabbi Meir that in hour number 6, when rabbinically you need to destroy the chametz, so now your chametz, which is tor, your chametz truma, which is tor, rabbinically you need to destroy it, so now you don't need to care for it anymore. That could have been the other possibility. Either Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Yoshua that since it's going to waste, you don't need to care for it, or Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Chanina's Gan HaKohanim that a Rabbanan status is also meaningful, and therefore you don't need to care for it. That's what the Gemara said yesterday. And the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan, he held, Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Hanina's Ganakonim. That's Rabbi Yochanan said that in the seventh hour, when there's a biblical law to destroy all the chametz, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Meir, would agree, you can burn in one pile the Truma Tahora together with the Truma to Meir. So let's start from there again. Itmar Nami, we also learned, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mas Nisin, in the case of Rabbi Chanina's Ganakonim, is Ba'ava Tumah Doraisa, is when you have the Rishon, the Tumah, based on a Doraisa, because the Rishon touched an Av, which was a Tami Doraisa, so the Rishon's Doraisa. Vlada Tumah, the Shlishi, because it had touched that which was a derivative of Tumah. The Shlishi is only Drabana. So what's Rabbi Meir's source? You see that a Rabbanan Tumah is already meaningful, and therefore you can add Tumah to it. So the same thing of the Rabbanan of hour number 6 of getting rid of the Chametz is meaningful, and now you can add Tumah to it. Right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that in the seventh hour, when it's not just Rabbanan, it's biblical, that you have to destroy the chametz, everybody would agree you can make one pile for it. Again, we're here in the middle of Tesvav Amud Beis. Amai Midivreim, what does it mean, Midivreim? Midivrei Rabbi Chanina Skanakon. From the words of Rabbi Chanina, who was the Skana coin. Umachlokas b'sheish. The whole argument in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is in hour number 6, when it's only drabbanan to destroy the chametz. Aval b'sheva, but in hour number 7, Dibrakal Sofer, everybody would agree that you can burn in one pile, because now there is a biblical prohibition. Since there's a biblical mandate to destroy the chametz, certainly everybody agrees that chametz that has on it a biblical mandate that it be destroyed, you don't have to care if you're making a tummy. Says the Gemara, Leim b'sayele, maybe we can bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. If you have meat of a carbon which is pigle, or meat of a carbon which is noser, pigle is meat of a carbon that during the four avodos, the Kohen was planning, he said he was planning to eat it in the wrong time. Noser is meat that was actually left to the long time, or meat of a carbon that became tamei. So we learned, you can't burn them together. But Basil said they could be burned together. So what do you see? That when you have pigle and nosar, these are biblical prohibitions, you can burn it together with something which is tummy. Because since pigle and nosar are biblical, you need to destroy it. You don't care that you're now making it more tummy. So that means even Rabbi Yossi agrees that once you have a biblical mandate to destroy something, you don't need to watch it. That would be a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, and in the seventh hour of Erev Pesach, when there's a biblical mandate to destroy the chametz, now you don't need to watch it from avoiding becoming tamei, even if it's truma. Rabbi said, no, Shani also there it was different. This lutum midrabanan, pigle and nosar already are tamei midrabanan. The tankas milk in the Mishnah, pigle and nosar, but tamei to say yodain. If somebody touches pigle and nosar, his hands become tummy, because they themselves are tummy. So maybe, when did Rabbi Yossi say you could burn pigle and nosar together with tummy? Because pigle and nosar also are tummy. So they are rabbinically tummy. But when you have chametz of truma, which is tahor, and chametz of truma, which is tummy, come the seventh hour, even though there's a biblical mandate to destroy it, doesn't mean that you can make it tamei in that destruction. Maybe you would hold, you need to have two different piles. All right, says the Gemara. Let us propose that the following brisa is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. In a brisa, pasha ifsha, when you have bread that becomes moldy, and if and now people wouldn't eat it, but kelav yochol ochla, it's still edible to dogs. It could still become tameh as a food that becomes tameh as long as it is the size of an egg. And if this piece of moldy bread is truma, on Erev Pesach you can burn it with truma, which is tameh, even though this is tahor. So what do you see? It's saying you can take truma, which is tahor, and burn it with truma, which is tameh, in one pile on Erev Pesach. But which type of truma can you burn? Moldy bread truma, because it's not edible. So this is not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds you can always take truma, which is tar, which is chametz, and burn it together with truma, which is tummy, which is chametz on Erev Pesach. Must be, this is Rabbi Yossi. And what's pshat in Rabbi Yossi? Since it's inedible, therefore, you could burn it together with truma, which is tummy. So if that's the case, he would also say, like Rabbi Yochanan, that in the seventh hour, when biblically you have to destroy the chametz, all of the truma of chametz becomes considered inedible because there's now a biblical mandate to destroy it. And if you'd be able to burn it together with the truma tameya. So that's the one I don't know. Shani Yasam here was different. Here it's not because it's moldy, it's inedible. And therefore the seventh hour is also considered inedible. Now there, da'afra ba'amu, it's literally like dirt because it's not edible to people. So since it's physically like dirt, that's why you're allowed to burn it together with truma tameya. But the seventh hour, it's only a legal status that you're supposed to be burning it. That's not going to make it considered not a food. Yes? No, the pot is truma. It's truma. Yes. Okay, says the Gemara, if so, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbi Meir's sources, Rabbi Hanina's Ganakonim. My Moda, why does Rabbi Yossi disagree with Rabbi Meir, bring up Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua? And so the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is telling Rabbi Meir, I feel Rabbi Yeshua the Meiko, even Rabbi Yeshua who's lenient in regards to making tameh, things that anyway are disqualified, he make, when would he be lenient to burn it in one pile, the kluyo truma. If you have truma which is suffix tameh, together with truma which is certainly tameh, but even Rabbi Yeshua, he would say that when you have chametz truma which is tor, chametz truma which is tameh, lo, you can't make it, burn it in one pile. Again, if you're going to say that according to Rabbi Meir, he's learning from B'chanina's Gana Konim, Amai Eina Hi Amida, why does Rabbi Yossi say your derivation is not a good one? Mido Midu, it's a very good derivation. B'chanina's Gana Konim allowed Kohanim to burn Shlishi Litzuma, which is only Durabanan, with a Rishon Litzuma, which is Doraisa, because once it's a Shlishi Litzuma Durabanan, if Midrabban is supposed to be destroyed, and whatever is supposed to be destroyed, Midrabban already doesn't count. That's very good. That's a good source for Rabbi Meir's contention. And it comes the sixth hour, when Midrabban is supposed to be destroying the chametz, so you don't have to care for this chametz, truma, and you can make it tameh. So I'm Rabbi Yirmi answered, Hacha, over here, Bebasar shenitma b'mashkin, Shenitmu machmasheretz. The reason why Rabbi Yossi holds it's not comparable is because Rabbi Yossi holds that the case of Rabbi Chanina's Gana Konim was not a case of rabbinic law. It was a case of biblical law. But the issue was like this. What used to happen, we used to have meat that became tamei from a utensil, which had become tamei from a liquid, which had become tamei from a sheretz. As Reb Meir Tamei, Reb Yosef Tamei. Reb Meir is being consistent, and Reb Yosef is being consistent. Reb Meir Tamei, Reb Meir, who wants to learn from here, in regards to burning chametz in hour six, which is Tamei Truma, together with chametz, which is Tor Truma, in hour six. Because Reb Meir holds Amar Tamei Smashman Tamei Achim Drabana. Reb Meir holds the idea that a liquid can make other things Tamei is only a rabbinic enactment. Therefore, here, where we needed a liquid, Right? There was the liquid that touched the sheretz, which then touched the utensil, then touched the meat. So you needed a liquid here to transfer the tzumah. So it's only a rabbinic enactment. Since it's only a rabbinic enactment, he's saying that Rabbi Chanina is going to call him, allowed call him, taking meat that was only tummy rabbinically, and burn it together with meat that was tummy d'oraisa. So he says, okay, you see that the rabbinic laws matter a lot, and therefore also in regards to chametz, come the sixth hour when there's a rabbinic law to destroy it, already you can make it tummy. However, Rabbi Yossi said it's not comparable to chametz. He's being consistent. Rabbi Yossi holds that when a liquid becomes tummy, that it makes other things tummy is a biblical law. So in the case of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, you had two items that were biblically tummy. One was biblically a shlishi, one was biblically a rishon. But you don't see that a rabbinic law makes something considered valueless and worthless, and you can now add tumah to it. So you didn't say that in the hour number six, you could add tumah. The Tanya is going to be a brisa. This argument. Tesayin amin aleph. Safek mashkin li tamay. You have a safek about whether a liquid itself became tamay. So that's a safek about a dindo or isa, about a biblical law. Tamay, it is tamay. But the tamay achir. But if you have a doubt whether this liquid became, whether this liquid, which you don't even know what happened to it, whether it made other things tamay, the doubt is about other things, then those other things are tzar, different from Meir. Because Meir says that a liquid transferring tumah, a liquid transmitting tumah is a din drabanan. So there's a suffix about it. Suffix drabanan. Makula. We're lenient. The chenai Rabbi Lezer over kidvara. Rabbi Lezer also used to say like Rabbi Meir that the liquid making other things tameh is a din drabanan. And there's a suffix about it. Suffix makula. Rabbi Yudom Rabbi Yudah says lakol tameh. No, even in regards to what the liquid may have touched, if there's a suffix about it, it is tameh because the liquid transferring tumma is a din d'oraisa, and savik d'oraisa l'chumra. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon say, l'ochlin temeyim. In regards to foods that may have been touched by a tummy liquid, then if here's a safek, it's tummy. The kalim, but if it's in regards to a utensil that may have been touched by a tummy liquid, then it is tahor. Okay, so you see that according to Meir and Rabbi Lezer, the ability of liquids to make other things tummy is only a din d'rabanan. Therefore, if there's a suffix about it, we are lenient. So that's how Rabbi Meir thought that from Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim was a good source for his law. So Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim is talking about things that have become tummy through liquids. It's only a tumah d'rabanan. You see, the tumah d'rabanan already is enough reason to allow you to add tumah to it. It's the same thing when there is a prohibition d'rabanan, namely hour number six of Erev Pesach, you can add tumah to it. Okay, so now that completes the Mishnah again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir's source is Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. And according to the other views, we saw that Rabbi Meir's source was Rabbi Yoshua in Masechta Trumos. All right, now that we mentioned this idea of liquids making other things tamei, the Gemara goes into the view of Rabbi Elazar. The Sabra Elazar, those are blood, they're old. Mashkin is lutumah ba'olam, that liquids can become themselves tamei mido oraisa, it's only to transfer it to other things, that's only rabbinic. But Tanim b'lintin abraisa, Rabbi Elazar says, ain't tumah l'mashkin kol ikar, liquids don't have any tumah at all mido oraisa. And say that what's the proof that liquids don't have any tumah? Shari Hayat Yosef ben Yoezer, Yosef ben Yoezer from Tzreda testified about two things, Alel counts about the grasshopper, El counts a dachin, that it's pure, that it's kosher. Al Mashkin Beis Mendochaya dachin. And that the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash, in the slaughtering area, are also pure and they don't have tumah. Maybe you're going to tell me that liquids can become tamim d'oraisa. It's only about their transferring tumah. That's a d'rabanan. Then how could the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash not become tummy? They could also become tummy. Can't suspend biblical law in the Beis HaMikdash. But if you hold that a liquid becoming tummy is itself only rabbinic law, the rabbis never made their law if it's going to hurt the service of Beis HaMikdash. In Beis HaMikdash, liquids themselves don't have the ability to become tummy. So this proves that according to Belazar, a liquid himself does not have the ability to become tummy, need to oraisa. The Gemara now adds to this question. Hanichal Shmuel, according to Shmuel, everything works out. Because he says when the liquids of the Beis Mikbachaya are pure, what it means is Dachem Ilatame Tumas Achem. They are pure for making other things tummy. Aval Tumas Atzman Yeshlen. But they themselves can become tummy. Shapir, so then everything works out. El Rav, but according to Rav, Tamar Dachin Mamish, the liquids themselves are tor. So Rav Elazar is quoting Yosef ben Yoezer. So Michael Amema, how can you say that according to Rav Elazar, liquids themselves can become tummy? He's quoting Yosef ben Yoezer that the liquids themselves are tor mid oraisa. Only tummy mid rabbanim. That's why in Beis Mitbachaya there's no tumma to them at all. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, you're right. When he said earlier that Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Meir, Achada, he agrees with one of the laws of Rabbi Meir. He agrees with the law of Rabbi Meir that when there's a suffix about the liquid making other things tameh, we're lenient. But if there would be a doubt about the liquid itself, there he would disagree with Rabbi Meir, because that would be a din. According to Rabbi Elazar, that would also be tahar, because he holds that even the liquid itself becoming tameh is only rabbinic law. Well, how could you say that? Vakid Varav Kamar, but he said in the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar is like the words of Rabbi Meir. Dinafisha means many words, both in terms of transferring Tuma and in terms of the item itself. Oh, and furthermore, Vahab Chen Katani. He used the language as, and Rabbi Elazar is also like Rabbi Meir. Okay, Kasha, these are problems. Bottom line is, okay, it could be the language of a, it's, again, it doesn't bother us so much. It's a Braisa. Braisa sometimes are not precise. So the language of the Braisa is off. It could be that really, according to Rabbi Elazar, not only do liquids not transmit tumah mid'oraisa, but liquids don't even become themselves tameh mid'oraisa. Lufa, we learned. Right, since mid'oraisa, they don't become tameh. They only become tameh mid'rabbanan. The Rabbanan made this law that the liquids can become tameh. They said the liquids of Beis Mitbachaya do not become tameh. Google, we learned before. Rav Amarav said, Dachein Mamish. The liquids of the Beis Mitbachaya themselves are tahor. Shmuel Amar Dachein Milatamei Tumas Acherim. Shmuel says they are pure for making other things tameh. Avol Tumas Asman Yeshlam, but they themselves can become tameh. Rav Amar Dachein Mamish. Rav says that they themselves are tahor. Kasavar, because Yosef ben Yoezer holds. Tumas Mashkin Rabbanan. That a liquid itself can become tameh is only rabbinic law. He goes, Rabbanah, be mashkin the Alma. Rabbanah made their decree for the liquids outside the Beis HaMikdash. But mashkin Beis Mitbachaya lo gozer. But the liquids in the butchering part of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make a decree. Shmuel Amar, yeah.
Which liquids are we talking?
The blood and the water.
So the blood is considered not part, it becomes a liquid, not a meat.
Correct. Correct. So now, right, a liquid. Right. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Dachim l'tamei tumas acherim, the liquids in the Beis Mitbachaya cannot make other things tamei. Tumas atzmi yeshlam, they themselves can become tamei. Kasavar, because Shmuel holds, tumas mashkin atzmi d'oraisa, that a liquid itself can become tamei is a biblical law. L'tamei acherim is the Rabbanah. To make other things tamei is only rabbinic law. So fine. So when the rabbis made their decree, it was in regards to liquids outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make a decree to make other things tummy. The rabbis did not make a decree between Achirim. Again, that's only in regards to other things tummy. But because they themselves becoming tummy is biblical, that the rabbis couldn't make any decisions about, couldn't make any dispensations about. Rav Huna Bar Chinan once said to his son, when you go in front of Rav Papa, Rami, ask him the following contradiction. Did Shmuel really say such a thing? The liquids in the basement, they can't make other things tamei, because that liquids make other things tamei, it's a dinder abanan, and they didn't impose that dinder abanan in Beis HaMikdash, but they themselves become tamei. Understand, if they themselves become tummy, because biblically they become tummy. So Krikan Rabbasar Shayigu Bachal Tummy Leyachel. They should make other things tummy. Because it's included in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says the meat that touches anything which is tummy cannot be eaten. The meat of a carbon that touches anything which is tummy cannot be eaten. So once the liquid itself became tummy and the meat touches it, the meat should be disqualified. It can't be eaten. I'm Rav Sheshi Bridge of Edi. Meat is Avir Revi Bakodesh. Same where we know that the level of Revi'i doesn't make anything past it problematic. This also, these liquids are not going to make anything that they touch problematic. Maskevar Vashi said it's a problem. Revi, Bekodesh, Loik, Bitami. Revi Bekodesh is not called tameh, it's only called pasul. Ha'ikri tameh, but the liquids are called tameh. Just you're saying that you can't transmit further, so what? But it touched something which is tameh. I said, okay, kasha, it's a problem. It's a problem. Okay, again, we have an argument. When we have this testimony of Yosef ben Yoezer, that the liquids of the butchering part of the Beis HaMikdash, those liquids are tzahar. What does it mean? Does it mean that the liquids themselves are tzahar? Or does it mean that what they touch stays tzahar? Tashma, come and hear a proof. The pasuk says, v'chol mashke asher yishaseh, any liquid that would be drunk, v'chol clean, any vessel, yitma, can become tameh. So that seems to say that the pasuk is saying that a liquid can become tameh. That means if the pasuk says liquids can become tameh, the liquids in the basement b'chaya become tameh, not like Rav. So I said, no, my yitma, what does it mean? It becomes tameh. Hichshir. It means it makes, any liquid can make other things able to become tameh. And after the liquid itself becomes tameh, biblically liquids don't become tameh according to Rav. It's only rabbinic that liquids become tameh. What's biblical is that a liquid can be machshir l'tumah, can make things able to become tameh. Hichshir, that liquids can make things able to become tameh, that once you rinse an item, then it can become tameh, and the liquid is what you have to rinse it with. Mereshit the crush amalei, that we already had from the beginning of the pasuk. We call ochel asher yachel. One is to tell me that a liquid is, which is detached from the ground, detached from its source, if it rinses off a fruit, it makes the fruit able to become tameh. And the other part of the pasuk is b'mechubarim. Liquids attached to the ground, if they rinse off a fruit, they make the fruit able to become tameh. I need to have a pasuk both for the liquids that are attached and the liquids that are detached. If we would only have a pasuk about the liquids that are detached, I would think that by detaching them, you make them chashuv. So that's why a chashuv liquid, prominent liquid that washes something off, makes that thing able to become tameh. When you have a liquid still attached to its source and it rinses something, maybe it's not chashuv. Maybe it doesn't make things able to become tameh. If we'll have a pasuk about the liquids that are attached, because they're still in their original place, that's what they have chashivos. And when they rinse something, they make that thing able to become tameh. But things that are detached, then I would say those things are not able to make things able to become tameh. So that's a need both psukim. All right, going back to the question of Rav. Is it a biblical law that liquids can become tameh, or is it a rabbinic law that liquids can become tameh? Tashma, come on, your proof. We look in the pasuk. Achmayin uvor mikmei v'ayim yiyet tahor. The pasuk is saying that the liquids that are mechubal karka don't become tameh. Sounds like liquids that are detached from the ground that are not mechubal karka could become tameh. So I said, no. My yiyet tahor. What does it mean? These will become tahor. Mitum asa. A person who goes into such waters becomes tar from his tumah. Going back to what we said before, with lushin mimachshirin, is it true that water that's detached from its place, it then rinses a rinses the fruit, makes the fruit able to become tameh? I have Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, but didn't Rabbi Yosef say the son of Rabbi Chanina say, mashkin beis mevachaya, the liquids of the butchering area, not only are they tahor, ela she'ein machshirin. They're also not machshir. They're not able to make other things able to become tameh. So it said the mashkin beis mevachaya are not machshir. If you're going to tell me that detached liquids biblically are machshir things to make them able to become tameh, you have water there. The water there is detached. So biblically, they can't say it's not machshir. So it says it's not the water that's not machshir. The water is machshir because there's a pasuk that detached liquids can be machshir. Tirgmal dam. That idea that the liquids of the basement b'chayah are not machshir, they don't make things able to become tameh, is referring to the blood. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan minayin l'dam kachim sheino machshir. I know that the blood of a korban doesn't have the ability to make something able to become tameh. Yeah, because the pasuk says about the blood of karbano. The pasuk says about blood generally. Pour the blood to the ground like water. That tells you that. What blood is considered a liquid? The blood that's poured on the water, poured on the ground. Sorry, like water. But the blood of a karban is not poured on the ground. The blood of the karban is sprinkled on the mizbeach. So that's not considered a liquid. So now starting, but that blood which is not spilled like water, namely the blood of a carbon, she doesn't have the ability to make things mukshar. But the water in the basement b'chaya would be able to be mafshir things, because we have a pasuk that water that's detached from its source is still able to be mafshir. Maskevler Shmuel Bar Ami challenged this. Haridama tamtzis, the blood that trickles out of the neck of the slaughtered animal before you have the dama nefesh, the blood which bursts forth, and then after the blood that bursts forth, there's still some blood trickling out. That's called dama tamtzis. Nishpach kamayim, that's blood that you couldn't put on the mizbeach. So that's blood which is poured like water, and yet eino machshir. That blood also is not machshir fruits to make them able to become tamei. Amalei Reb Zeir, there's a no hanachal dama tamtzis. No, dama tamtzis is different. Afilu b'chulin nami lo machshir. Even if it's not a carbon, that would never be machshir things make them able to become tamei. Kibbul minei Yashmul bar Abba. The Shmuel Bar Ami has a tradition from Reb Zeir. Adam Rachman Hashem says, "Rak hazak v'bilti achol adam." Just make yourself strong and don't eat the blood. And the Torah says, "Ki adam hu anefesh," because the blood is the life. So adam shein anefesh yotzebo, but the blood of the tamsis, which is not the blood holding the life, in a kari dam, is not considered blood. Since it's not considered blood, it certainly doesn't have the ability to be makshir. Alright, going back to the issue of whether liquids biblically can become tummy. Tashma coming to your proof from a braisa. In a braisa. Dam shenitma, if the blood became tummy, it was rako, and this blood of the carbon which became tummy, the coin threw it on the mizbeach anyway. Vishogi, if it was done by mistake, hurtza, the carbon is accepted. Vimeza lower itself. If it was done on purpose, the carbon is not accepted. So you see that the blood of a carbon can become tummy. So when Yosef ben Yoezer said that the liquids of the basement b'chaya don't become tummy, what he must have meant is they don't become tummy to make other things tummy, but they themselves could become tummy. I said, no. Really, blood only becomes tummy midrabbana. And the blood in the basement b'chaya doesn't become tummy. And this blood is also midrabbana. I see you say, how'd the blood become tummy? I thought Yosef ben Yoezer says that the liquids of the basement b'chaya, they made a takana that they would never become tameh. They never put them in their rabbinic law of liquids becoming tameh. Right, this is against the loki Yosef ben Yoezer. It's against Yosef ben Yoezer. But this, right, because here it's the blood of a carbon. It's blood of basement b'chai. It's the blood of the slaughtering area. And nevertheless, it became tameh. Okay, so he doesn't hold that they never made the rabbinic law there. This price holds that they did make the rabbinic law, even in the basement b'chai. But it's still only a rabbinic law. Pashma, maybe the following is a proof. Again, to Rav's issue. What does the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, what does it create acceptance about? On meat, on fat, or even on blood of a carbon that becomes tameh. Whether it became tameh b'shogeg, or on purpose, out of your control or willingly, whether as an individual or by the community. So you see here that the blood can become tummy. So if the blood can become tummy, so then when Yosef ben Yoezer was saying that the blood of basement machaya is tahar, what does he mean? He must mean that the blood is tahar for making other things tummy. It itself can become tummy. So I said, no. Blood only becomes tummy midrabbana. And this price that says that the blood of the carbon could become tamei, it's the loki Yosef ben Yoezer is straight. It's not like Yosef ben Yoezer, but it's maybe only a din d'rabbana. But again, according to Rav, mida oraisa, liquids do not become tamei. Yeah, question, Izzy? No, the shita of Rav is that liquids are not mekablim tuma mid oraita. Mid oraita, mashke eno mekabel tuma. And since mid rabbanan was mekabel tuma, Bet HaMikdash never made it. Tashma, maybe this is a proof. We learned the pasuk says, "V'nasa aron es avon hakadoshim." Aaron wears the tzitz to carry the sins of karbanos. What type of sin is he carrying? Give him one pigle. If you talk about the sin of pigle, it says about the pigle that that carbon is not accepted. If it's a sin of nosar, the pasuk says that that's not also considered. Must be that when he carries the tzitz, he's carrying the sin of tumah. Tumah is permitted when you have a korban tzibur, when you have a community korban. So, what tumah? My left tumah stop. Presumably, it's the tumah of the blood. So you see that liquids can become tummy. Rav Pam said again, no, it's not what it means. Tumas kamatzim. It's referring to the tumah of the komets, the fistful of flour of the mincha. That may have become tummy. And that is being carried off through the tzitz that Aaron HaKohen is wearing. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue at this point tomorrow.